From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Ceasefire in Syria that began today has mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. Stephen de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN. Truce does not apply to Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide blast killed at least 13 people, wounded more than 40 others in an eastern region near the border with Pakistan today. Anti-Taliban local militia commander is among those killed in the explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. At least 12 people were killed, more than 30 others wounded in two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital Friday. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for the Friday night attack, officials saying the dead included security forces and civilians. Militants have links to Al-Qaeda and carry out frequent attacks in Somalia. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and moderate conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal took effect. Final results of Friday's vote may provide the first clues as to whether key Western proponents of the deal will receive what they hope for, a more open, moderate Iran. This is VOA News.